2. Exam practice. Listening, part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a woman and a man talking about taking up sailing. What does the woman say about it? A. It's too expensive. B. It's too difficult. C. It's too dangerous.
Well, I don't know the first thing about sailing. I wouldn't know what to do with the sails, how to steer it, or anything like that. We'd probably sink the first time we went out to sea.
I'm sure we could learn. It doesn't look that complicated to me. Though we'd need to find out about life jackets and safety at sea and all that.
And we'd need our own boat.
Really? I thought we could hire one. In that case, we'd better forget it. We hardly earn enough to run the car and certainly not enough for a boat as well.
Well, I don't know the first thing about sailing. I wouldn't know what to do with the sails, how to steer it, or anything like that. We'd probably sink the first time we went out to sea.
I'm sure we could learn. It doesn't look that complicated to me. Though we'd need to find out about life jackets and safety at sea and all that.
And we'd need our own boat.
Really? I thought we could hire one. In that case, we'd better forget it. We hardly earn enough to run the car and certainly not enough for a boat as well.
2. You overhear a man talking on the phone in a hospital. Who is he? A. A doctor. B. A visitor. C. A patient.
I was saying to someone I met in the cafe just now that if I were a doctor, this is somewhere I'd like to work, and she agreed with me completely. The atmosphere is really good, and compared to what I've seen of other hospitals when I've been visiting relatives, the staff here are very helpful and friendly. They let you have visitors at just about any time, apart from in the mornings, and the food's not bad either. I suppose, though, that after 2 weeks in hospital, I'm starting to look forward to getting home. I was saying to someone I met in the cafe just now that if I were a doctor, this is somewhere I'd like to work, and she agreed with me completely. The atmosphere is really good, and compared to what I've seen of other hospitals when I've been visiting relatives, the staff here are very helpful and friendly. They let you have visitors at just about any time, apart from in the mornings, and the food's not bad either. I suppose, though, that after 2 weeks in hospital, I'm starting to look forward to getting home.
3. You hear a young person talking about an interest she has. Where is she? A. A bookshop. B. A museum. C. A library.
I always like to have a good look around while I'm here. I mean, there's so much to choose from, isn't there? Something I really like is history, especially South American. It's fascinating and so varied. I spend hours going through the sections on the early civilizations, the influence of the Spanish and the Portuguese, and those about the modern nations of Latin America. I've been particularly interested in Brazil ever since I borrowed a book about it from the school library last month, so I'm looking for a reasonably priced one here. I'm also hoping to find out more about the Amazon rainforest when we go to the Natural History Museum later this year. I always like to have a good look around while I'm here. I mean, there's so much to choose from, isn't there? Something I really like is history, especially South American. It's fascinating and so varied. I spend hours going through the sections on the early civilizations, the influence of the Spanish and the Portuguese, and those about the modern nations of Latin America. I've been particularly interested in Brazil ever since I borrowed a book about it from the school library last month, so I'm looking for a reasonably priced one here. I'm also hoping to find out more about the Amazon rainforest when we go to the Natural History Museum later this year.
4. You hear a teacher talking to a student. Why is she talking to him? A. To warn him not to do something. B. To offer to help him do something. C. To suggest he should do something.
You're having difficulty keeping up with the others, Damien, aren't you? And I'm a bit concerned you're going to fall behind. I'm surprised, really, because I don't think there's anything terribly wrong with the way you're working, at least not in class. I think what would help, perhaps, is if you could do a little more in your free time. I know that Alexia, Nathan and Carla, for instance, do some work together at the weekends. So have you thought of joining a study group like theirs? Or forming a new one with a couple of your friends? You're having difficulty keeping up with the others, Damien, aren't you? And I'm a bit concerned you're going to fall behind. I'm surprised, really, because I don't think there's anything terribly wrong with the way you're working, at least not in class. I think what would help, perhaps, is if you could do a little more in your free time. I know that Alexia, Nathan and Carla, for instance, do some work together at the weekends. So have you thought of joining a study group like theirs? Or forming a new one with a couple of your friends?
5. You overhear a man and a woman talking about meeting two other people. Where are these people going to meet their friends? A. At a restaurant. B. At a hotel. C. In the street.
So, what time did you tell Emilio and Carmen we'd be seeing them?
About 9. Of course, it depends on the traffic, and it's never easy to park round there either. They'll be waiting for us downstairs, just inside the main entrance.
Well, if we're likely to be late, why don't we get reception to call them when we arrive, so they don't have to wait for us?
Because they won't be there then. Carmen said they'll be having dinner at 8 at a place in the next street and won't bother going up to their room when they get back.
So, what time did you tell Emilio and Carmen we'd be seeing them?
About 9. Of course, it depends on the traffic, and it's never easy to park round there either. They'll be waiting for us downstairs, just inside the main entrance.
Well, if we're likely to be late, why don't we get reception to call them when we arrive, so they don't have to wait for us?
Because they won't be there then. Carmen said they'll be having dinner at 8 at a place in the next street and won't bother going up to their room when they get back.
6. You overhear a woman speaking on the phone about her apartment. Why is she talking to the other person? A. To deny an accusation. B. To make a complaint. C. To refuse to do something.
Well, I pay quite a lot of rent, and I'm sorry to have to say this, but I think it's about time you did something about it. I phoned about the damp on the walls a couple of times, and I'm afraid nothing's happened. On both occasions, you said you'd get someone to call over and fix it, but as far as I know, nobody's called round. This wet patch is spreading all the time, and it's getting closer to the electricity cables, which, as I'm sure you realise, could be very dangerous. If nothing's done about it soon, I'll have to find somebody myself to deal with it. And it really won't be my fault if you receive a very large bill. Well, I pay quite a lot of rent, and I'm sorry to have to say this, but I think it's about time you did something about it. I phoned about the damp on the walls a couple of times, and I'm afraid nothing's happened. On both occasions, you said you'd get someone to call over and fix it, but as far as I know, nobody's called round. This wet patch is spreading all the time, and it's getting closer to the electricity cables, which, as I'm sure you realise, could be very dangerous. If nothing's done about it soon, I'll have to find somebody myself to deal with it. And it really won't be my fault if you receive a very large bill.
7. You hear two young people talking about going to the coast for the day. What do they agree about? A. The disadvantages of the bus. B. The need to set off early. C. The best route to take.
I've looked at the map, and obviously the quickest way is to go through town.
It may be the shortest, but I'm not convinced it's the fastest, especially at 8 in the morning. The bus will be packed and the roads will be jammed solid with cars. That's no way to start a relaxing day out.
Well, you're right that it'll be standing room only, and at that time of the day, it'll absolutely crawl through the traffic. But I'd rather not leave any later. Otherwise, we won't get to the seaside until mid-morning.
Unless we take the train instead. It'd cost more, but we could leave much later.
I've looked at the map, and obviously the quickest way is to go through town.
It may be the shortest, but I'm not convinced it's the fastest, especially at 8 in the morning. The bus will be packed and the roads will be jammed solid with cars. That's no way to start a relaxing day out.
Well, you're right that it'll be standing room only, and at that time of the day, it'll absolutely crawl through the traffic. But I'd rather not leave any later. Otherwise, we won't get to the seaside until mid-morning.
Unless we take the train instead. It'd cost more, but we could leave much later.
8. You hear a woman being interviewed on the radio. Why did she decide to become a lawyer? A. To help people in need. B. To do the same job as her sister. C. To earn a large salary.
My parents always thought that Olivia, my elder sister, would be the lawyer among us, but in fact, she ended up studying medicine, and I was the one who went to law school. Of course, there were those who said I must be in it for the money. You know what some people are like when you mention lawyers. Although actually my aim was always to work in social action groups, giving free legal advice to struggling families who couldn't afford the fees. So my work is similar to Olivia's, in that we're both motivated by a desire to make a difference to people's lives. My parents always thought that Olivia, my elder sister, would be the lawyer among us, but in fact, she ended up studying medicine, and I was the one who went to law school. Of course, there were those who said I must be in it for the money. You know what some people are like when you mention lawyers. Although actually my aim was always to work in social action groups, giving free legal advice to struggling families who couldn't afford the fees. So my work is similar to Olivia's, in that we're both motivated by a desire to make a difference to people's lives.